border with Egypt and questions now about where this is going to go. As we hear from the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, who says the situation in Gaza is catastrophic, apocalyptic, with destruction proportionally even greater, he says, than that which Germany experienced in World War II, reporting by AFP. As we add the voice now of Hadar Suskind, the president and CEO of Americans for Peace Now. He spent time in the IDF as Sergeant First Class, and we've been looking forward to the conversation for some time, Hadar, since you were with us a couple of weeks ago. Thank you for coming back. I wonder your reaction to what we're hearing now from the EU's top diplomat versus Israel's goal to eliminate Hamas.
Thanks, Joe. I'm happy to be back here with you today. Look, there's no question that the situation in Gaza is catastrophic. We've all seen the pictures. We've all seen the videos. The question is, you know, what can be done? And you stated Israel's goal of eliminating Hamas. In Israel, there's an incredibly vibrant argument, and we're seeing it here in Washington, too, about whether that's even a real achievable goal. And, you know, certainly everyone agrees Israel has the right to defend itself. Israel needed to respond to the atrocities that Hamas committed on October 7th. But that doesn't answer the question of what are the actual goals of this campaign? What are they trying to achieve? And, you know, can it be done in any way that brings this conflict to a close sometime soon?
Well, I'll tell you, the fierce fighting comes with news from the IDF that Hamas is beginning to buckle, as I read in the Washington Post, under the onslaught. Do we need then, as we talk about funding with strings attached to international humanitarian law and so forth, should the funding simply be attached to an end game, an exit strategy here? And basically, how we define eliminating Hamas? Because there are many who argue that these strikes, the attacks by Israel against Gaza, is creating a whole new generation of Hamas fighters.
Yeah, again, you know, Hamas is an institution, and it's also an idea. And I, you know, stand firmly with the people of Israel that Hamas cannot be left in power in Gaza in a capacity to perpetrate future events like what they did on October 7th. Everybody agrees on that. But to say you're going to eliminate Hamas, I don't think anyone thinks is feasible. And so the Israeli government needs to determine what that goal is. They need to be clear and specific about real achievable military goals. And, you know, on the question of aid, whether you're talking about the supplemental or aid to Israel overall, I support aid to Israel, but I think like all of our aid to every country, it should support U.S. policy priorities and American values. And I think that's the debate right now around conditioning aid, is making sure that the military aid that we give to Israel, and it is all military aid, that it does support those U.S. policies and values.
I was struck by our conversation last time by the way in which you saw both sides of this story. Certainly as a former member of the IDF, gives you some empathy for those troops who are going into very dangerous areas in Gaza. And that's been the impetus in many cases to strike from a distance, to strike from the air. Would you tell Israel to send more boots on the ground, to be more precise?
Look, I am not the head of the IDF or a military strategist. Like you said, I do have some of that experience. You know, it's a really difficult balance. It is the job of the Israeli military to try to keep its soldiers and its civilians safe. And obviously, you know, bombing long distance is safer than sending troops into the ground, in on the ground. Mm-hmm. But it's also evident that you can't achieve all of the goals, including what I think should be the top goal of this Israeli campaign, which is the return of the remaining hostages, cannot be achieved through bombing, cannot be achieved through, you know, long distance attacks. You need to have troops on the ground if your effort is going to be to militarily rescue them, as they have tried. What's been successful, of course, was when there was a ceasefire and an agreement to release the hostages.
That brings us to the potential for another truce. And I wonder where your thoughts are, because time is not going to help heal wounds here. There are more aggravated feelings and emotions on both sides of the of the line here. Do you think that was all we're going to get, or could you see another week or two come out of this, knowing that Hamas has its own reasons to seek a truce so it can regroup?
Look, it can't be all we're going to get, right? At some point, this war, this specific campaign is going to come to an end. And when it does, there'll still be Israelis there, and there'll still be Palestinians there, and they're going to have to figure out how to live, if not together, then in proximity in a better way. And so there's the current hot button issues. There's, again, as you said, the, you know, incredible humanitarian crisis that's taking place in Gaza right now. You know, the death numbers keep climbing, not only from bombing, but now we're talking about deaths from disease, deaths from hunger, from lack of sanitation. So there's a huge crisis there that needs to be addressed imminently. And of course, there are still the hostages there. And there's still rockets flying from Hamas as well. It's not only Israel who's bombing. So, you know, whether we're going to see that this week or next week or the next or the one after that, I don't know. I hope it is as soon as possible. I would like to see, you know, if what we can get is a temporary halt to release those hostages, to allow more aid in, I think that would be a positive step. But it's only that, a step. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, there needs to be a ceasefire. There needs to be an end to this round of the conflict. And I hope that when we achieve that, when we get to that moment, it means the hostages have been released, and it means that people in Gaza can start rebuilding their lives as well.
Hadar, I'm glad you could come back to talk to us. Hadar Suskind, President, CEO, Americans for Peace Now, former Sergeant First Class in the Israeli Defense Forces. Good to have your insights today as we assemble our panel. Rick Davis and Jeannie Shanzano are with us, Bloomberg Politics contributor.